This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The first of several days of open impeachment hearings is now behind us. AP's Matt Small tells us what's next.
Several more witnesses are scheduled to testify following yesterday's first public impeachment hearing. When the public impeachment hearings continue tomorrow, House lawmakers will hear from Marie Yovanovitch, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted back in May at President Trump's direction. In a closed-door deposition last month, she said there was a concerted campaign against her as Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, pushed for probes of political opponents, including former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats have also scheduled a private deposition tomorrow with a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, David Holmes, National Security Council official Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Trump's European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, and Fiona Hill, a former Russia advisor to the White House, are among eight witnesses set to testify next week. Matt Small, Washington.
Pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of Hong Kong for a fourth day on Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built barricades and stockpiled makeshift weapons, setting the stage for campus showdowns. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
I was woken yesterday at 6:30 by the fire alarm, like for 8 minutes straight, because they wanted to wake us up to go protest, or like the local residents who live in our halls. Then at lunchtime, we had an emergency meeting with the vice president, and he basically made the situation way more severe than we realized.
China's Global Times tabloid says on Twitter that the Hong Kong government is expected to announce a weekend curfew after some of the worst violence in decades. For more on any of today's stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.